All right, Todd McClure, we're going to start off with the rewind. You came from Central High School in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Then you went to LSU. You have your Tiger shirt on today.
That's right. Even though they got beat, I'm still represent.
Yeah, you have to. And you had to have someone there, or a mentor, a friend, even maybe a teammate, a roommate. Was there anyone in your high school days or your college days, someone that made an impact on your life with something they said or something they did to help make you who you are?
My dad was one of my coaches in high school, and mm-hmm. and growing up, even when I was little. And I think one of the things in high school, I was a little bit lazy. You know, I had the ability, mm-hmm. I had the size, but I was a little bit lazy. And I can remember my dad coming out one day at 2-a-days, and we were going from drill to drill, and I was kind of in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. And he brought me home that day, and he told me, he said, "Son," he said, "I don't want to ever see you in the middle of the pack again when you go from drill to drill. Mm. I want you to be the first one to every drill, no matter how tired you are." And that has kind of stuck with me from high school to college and to this level. One of the biggest compliments I get regarding that, Brett Romberg, that used to play with us here, mm-hmm. when he came in, he said, "I had a different vision about you when I first got here." He said, "Some guys, veterans that you play with, they walk around at practice or, walk around at drills." He said, "And I couldn't believe it when you got here. You were the first to every drill. You worked hard in every drill." And that all goes back to that day when my dad, and made that impression in my life. And, it's helped get me to where I am today.
Well, you talk about your mom, too, mm-hmm. Brenda, right?
Right.
And she was, still is, and so is your dad. Your whole family, just people of faith. But your mom really instilled this faith aspect of faith in your life. And I know physically, you're not the tallest lineman out there. You're 6'1". Most guys are 6'2", 6'3", and up.
Right.
So there's something that you have flowing through you, and it's probably that spirit, that energy, that's enabled you to become mighty where others are just mundane. So other than reading every day, how do you tap into that? How do you live that? Let that spirit and energy flow through you. Is there something else that you do to expose it?
Faith, like you said, faith from early on, mm-hmm. with my mom. She brought us to church whether we wanted to go or not. Mm-hmm. And we all have ups and downs in our life. Where times where we're not living like we should or we know how we should. Mm-hmm. And I came in my rookie year to training camp, tore my knee. And I'd kind of been away from the word a little bit and mm-hmm. away from how I was raised. But I think God puts things in your life to bring you back, draw you closer to Him. Mm-hmm. And I tore my ACL. And, Bob Christian, who was a fullback here, told me I ought to come to Bible study that night. We were in Furman, South Carolina. And, I got back into the word then, and it hadn't been smooth sailing since then. There's been ups and downs, but mm-hmm. I always think that the good Lord puts things in your life to draw Him closer to Him.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're gonna go between the lines. First one's gonna be fun. This actually came from someone on Twitter, one of your fans.
Okay.
Wanted to know if you had the choice whether you wanted to pancake a D lineman or pull out on a screen or a run play out around the edge and just demolish a defensive back. Which one would you choose?
People ask that all the time. Pancake blocks just don't happen that much in the NFL.
Right.
Maybe in high school, you hear people ask, "I pancaked the guy 10 times this game."
Yeah.
It doesn't happen much in the NFL. So probably pulling out, making that big screen block, and the wide receiver, the back's cutting right off of you.
Yeah.
That's pretty big for offensive linemen.
You get to show you're athletic, like the bull, right?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. No. I know we claim we're athletes, but I guess we've got superior athletes on the team. But we like to show what we can do sometimes.
I love seeing it.
Right.
So one defensive back on our team that you wouldn't want to try to block because they might make you look silly.
William Moore. That's a guy.
Because he might hit you back.
He might hit you in the chin. Yeah.
Right.
If you're not ready for him, you see what he does on Sundays. I've seen him lay big grown men out carrying a ball, and he's one guy you have to watch out for.
Right. All right, so a wise man once said, "There ain't no momentum like momentum." You know who said that?
Yeah, it was me.
That was you. Tell me what that means.
You know, right now is we've got 8 wins right now, and when you're riding that high, there's nothing like it. You know, everything you do, even if it's wrong, it feels like it's right. You know, and everybody around you feeds off of it, and just the positive energy that's around. You know, having that momentum is unbelievable.
You have a franchise record for consecutive starts. You've only missed one game, and it was because in 2000, your rookie year, you had an ACL injury, right?
Right.
And is it just a physical gift or blessing that you have that you're so durable, that you've been able to persevere all these years? Or is it a mindset and a mentality that you possess that, that enables you to persevere? Because I know you've been hurting before, aside from that. And I know there have been games where you could have missed, but you didn't. So what is it about you or a mindset mentality that you have that maybe others don't?
You know, I think it's a few things. Number one, you know, I feel like I'm very blessed and very fortunate, you know. I know every day I go out there on the field or every game, my mom and my wife, they're praying for me, you know, probably every snap, my grandparents. And I think there's something to that, you know. But there's also situations where, you know, you're hurt and, you know, you don't know if you're going to be able to make it, but something in me somewhere along the way has allowed me to push through it, play through the pain, knowing that I got guys that are playing beside me that are counting on me.
Right.
You know, and I think that's one of the biggest things, knowing that I have guys that are counting on me to be out there playing has kept me out on the field. And ultimately, I've just been blessed, you know. You know, I don't believe in luck, but I think, you know, sometimes it comes into play.
Right.
You know, not getting rolled up. I haven't had any big injuries other than the ACL. But, you know, it's the NFL. You're always playing through pain. And if you can't do that, you won't last long.
You talk about some of the teammates and the guys you play for. And just real briefly, I'll name a couple. And you tell me one thing that you really respect about this person or that you, a trait or quality, you learned something from them. How about a guy like Tony Gonzalez?
Work ethic, man. It's just unbelievable, that guy, what he does every day. I know the fans and people don't get a chance to see it all the time, but he's been playing for a long time, and he goes out every day and does the same thing, the same drills to get warm, catching balls. There's a reason why he's the top tight end ever play this game, and it's because his work ethic and his habits, you know, that he's formed early on in his career. I'm sure he was doing most of this when he was in college, and he's had an unbelievable career because of it.
How about the guy that you protect every single down? What is it that you respect most about Matt Ryan?
He's tough. That guy's tough, man. He, I don't think he gets enough credit for that. Like, he takes he's taking a lot of hits, just like any quarterback in the league. But he jumps right back up, you know, and he keeps going. And he's a guy we count on to be back there. And we know a lot of our success is going to be paid to that, to having him back there. And we got to keep him healthy. But just his grit and his toughness.
Now we're going to go inside the mind.
Well, here's the tough part. Huh?
Here's the tough part. We're just going to scratch the surface. Don't worry.
It's not too deep.
Your wife, Heidi, an incredible woman. You've been married for 13 years. You met when you were a senior in high school.
Right.
You've enjoyed a lengthy NFL career. I know that you had to have the right people around you, and she's been one of them.
She has.
What's something that she brings to your life that has made you a better man?
You know, she is a special woman. And, you know, I probably don't always tell her as much as I should. You know, she's got 4 Rugrats at home that, that she deals with while I'm up here playing a child's game, you know. But, you know, I tell her before every season, I ask her, I'm like, can you handle it one more year? And she says, as long as you're feeling good, you want to do it. Because, you know, after practice or a long day, I'm not always the happiest person when I come home. You know, your body aches. You know, there's a lot of meetings and a lot of information that you get when you come up here. When I go home, sometimes I just want to relax. And she allows me to do that, you know. She puts up with my mess, you know, my grumpiness after games and practice, and just kind of blows it off. And, you know, she's been with me for 13 years. She's definitely a special woman.
That's awesome. And so it's important to surround ourselves with strong, supportive people that empower us and motivate us, but it's not always that way. I mean, there's a lot of negative people in this world. When you first came into the league, there were a lot of the older guys on the team who who gave you a hard time because you were coming in to compete to take their position.
Right.
And they weren't the nicest people.
Yeah.
And we all face that in life. If we're an athlete, or if we're in school, or if we're in the workplace, in an office,
mm-hmm.
There are going to be those, as Coach Smith likes to say, energy vampires.
Exactly.
How do you deal with those people, or how do you not deal with those people?
You know, I think, number one, you learn from those experiences. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody that treats you like that,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you have to treat somebody else like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can flip those experiences around and make it a positive for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did early on. I didn't really have anybody helping me out to, you know, teaching me the game as far as players, you know, guys that were trying to help me improve my career. And I always said, you know, if I got in a position where I am today, that even if a guy's brought in to compete with me or to take my job eventually,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let him know everything that I've learned, you know, and the best guy's going to play on the field, and that's going to help the team. And, you know, they've tried to replace me around here for the past 14 years, and I'm still here. So I feel really good about, you know, what I've done with helping the younger guys come along. And, and even when I'm done playing, some of those guys will still be playing, and I'll feel like I've had an impact on their career.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm fat and sitting on the couch, I could tell people are watching the games with me. You know, I've had an impact on that guy's career.
Right. There's an old saying, I like to say, not too loose, not too tight.
Mm.
And because we have to work hard, but we also have to have fun. And
right.
I think you embody this better than anybody. You're always relaxed. You're always cool, calm, collected, smiling.
Mm.
Even in the heat of battle, you just have this this sense of peace about you.
Mm.
But especially in the practice fields and in the meeting rooms.
Right.
And this team this year, I think, is kind of a representation of that as well.
Mm.
A lot different than last year. There's a different atmosphere around here, different energy.
Yeah.
It's like the guitar string. You can't wind it too tight
right.
or it'll snap, and
yeah.
it can't be too loose or it won't play beautifully. So what are your thoughts about finding that balance between work and grind and fun?
I think you definitely have to have that balance, like you said. If you come in and you're always uptight, you can't have fun. And football is a game where you got to have fun playing it or you're going to be miserable because, you know, like I said, your body's going to hurt. Your mind's going to hurt. It's stressful at times. But you got to be able to have fun. Like you said, this team, this group, especially our offensive line,
mm-hmm.
we go in our meeting room and we love that group of guys. We each love each other in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we joke, we cut up, we laugh. But when it's time to lock in, we lock in. And
mm-hmm.
I think, like you said, this whole team is kind of, you know, taking that. We go out on the practice field. You hear 22 out there hollering and screaming. But when it's time
mm-hmm.
to work, we go to work.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's paid dividends for us.
Real fun question. So a lot of people on Twitter wanted to know about your nickname, Mud Duck.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know what it means. I mean, I know you have a little bit of a waddle to you, but where does Mud Duck come from?
You know, Al Miller, who was our strength coach when I first got here, Coach Reed, Dan Reed's strength coach,
uh-huh.
He gave everybody nicknames when they were here. Tyson Claybo was Big Bear. You know, everybody had a nickname.
Okay.
And he was from Louisiana also. And I guess, I don't know, for some reason, Mud Duck was the name he gave me. And it stuck. And ever since, everybody calls me Mud Duck.
And Mud Duck is a dirty bird.
Dirty bird, that's right.
That works.
That's right.
What's your power animal?
For me, it's a bull.
A bull?
Yeah. I raise bucking bulls.
Uh-huh.
And,
what do you respect about that animal?
Just their athletic ability. And, you know, not a lot of people know that about those bucking bulls. They're athletes, you know.
Yeah.
And their will and try, you know.
I know it sounds crazy, but is there anything that you've learned from watching that big animal? It's a huge animal that's still athletic that you've applied to your game?
You know, the one thing about them, when they get in the buck and shoot, you know, they know that guy's about to get on their back, you know, and they do whatever it takes in their abilities to get them off, you know. And you know, some people don't like to see bucking bulls or animals, you know, they think it's torture or whatever, but I think they enjoy it. You know, they know
challenge.
What's about to happen. They enjoy the challenge, and they're going to do everything they can to throw that guy off.
So your trenches, your stance – lined up with that guy across from you, that's your shoot.
Oh, yeah, that's my bucket shoot, you know.
Yeah.
Get in your stance and you know, that guy across from me. So, you know, some of those bulls have the best bull riders in the world that try to ride them, try to tame them. You know, play against some good guys on the defensive line. You know, guys like this past week, Ratliff is a great player. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy that you got to be on your A game. And, mm-hmm. you know, I guess if you want to compare it that way.
Mm-hmm. You know. I like that. All right. What's your favorite book?
The Bible.
Bible.
You know, for me, anytime I was raised, my mom brought us to church every Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, no matter if we wanted to go or not, mm-hmm. you know. And I think anytime you have rough times in life, there's always something that you can go back to mm-hmm. in the Bible to help get you through those rough patches.
Three words to describe Todd McClure.
Dependable. A friend, compassionate.